A fresh anti-regime protest has been staged in Saudi Arabia's eastern province, despite the ongoing crackdown on rallies. Demonstrators in Qatif censured the regime's suppression of the Shia population. Protesters also expressed solidarity with jailed clerics, including Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. He was attacked and arrested in Qatif in July 2012. Nimr has been charged with disturbing the kingdom's security, making anti-government speeches, and defending political prisoners. A Saudi court recently sentenced Sheikh Nimr to death. However, the final ruling has been postponed. Mufid Jaber, political analyst, joins us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, to give us more insight on that story. Mr. Jaber, welcome to the program. How significant is it to see these demonstrations taking place on the doorstep of the House of Saud?
You know, what is happening today represents, what is happening now in Saudi Arabia represents that the shows that the Shia population in Saudi Arabia is no longer willing to stand silent in face of the severe persecution that it is enduring at the hands of the Al Saud. This is something that is long overdue, and the Shia population is now, more and more as being more assertive in demanding its rights. What should happen is that they should unify as much as possible, because unfortunately the situation of the Shia in Saudi Arabia is fragmented. And so they should unify the ranks more and more in order to ask for more rights from the government, because it is the state ideology of Saudi Arabia to persecute the Shia, to call them heretics and mushrikeen and their own books that they have to read at school. And so they have to endure listening from their own teachers that their parents are idolaters. And this is something that is not acceptable in any way. They should close in, they should unify the ranks in order to get as many, the same religious and civic rights as everyone else in Saudi Arabia.
Mr. Jaber, what about the manner of how political prisoners in Saudi Arabia are being treated? For instance, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr has been sentenced to death. Many others have been prosecuted and persecuted for lesser offenses, and still Saudi Arabia does not receive widespread condemnation and criticism that it should from certain Western countries.
We should never expect Western countries to issue any kind of condemnation unless it serves its interests. Right now, Saudi Arabia is an ally of the United States, whilst Iran and the Shia in the region are opposed to American influence. And so we should not expect the United States or anyone to intervene on behalf of the Shia in Saudi Arabia. What is happening today, it is only normal for us to see the kind of persecution and prosecution that the Saudi government is doing against the Shia, because, as I said, the school of thought that the government and the monarchy follows in Saudi Arabia is vehemently opposed to any school that it regards different from its own. So they persecute the Shia, and they also regard other Sunnis, such as those who follow the Maliki and the Shafi'i and the Hanafi madhabs, as being dalin, or being misguided. And so it is only normal for us to see the kind of behavior that they are doing against the Shia, because they do not consider the Shia to be Muslims to begin with. And so they fall in a certain category that is even behind the Christians and the Jews. And it is periodically that we hear from Saudi sheikhs that the Shias, for them, for the Saudis, are more of an enemy than Israel. And so this is something that is completely, we should expect what is happening in Saudi Arabia. And this should not thwart or make it so that the Shia in Saudi Arabia are less encouraged to ask for their rights. They form the majority in the eastern province. If they succeed in gaining more authority, then this would severely stop the flow of money that goes from the Saudi government to the various extremist movements across the world, be it Lashkar-e-Taiba or Sipah-e-Sahaba or other extremist organizations that target the Shia. And the fact that the Shia are the majority in the Eastern Province should force them to be even more assertive in asking for autonomy or at least, more authority.
Mr. Jaber, what's next for these demonstrations, given the fact that the Al Saud have used various forms of scare tactics to quell these demonstrations? We've seen the persistence of these anti-government demonstrations taking place specifically in the eastern province of Ratif.
We're going to find all kinds of methods that the Saudi government is going to use to quell these protesters. They are going to imprison them. They are going to prosecute their leaders and ask for their execution. And they might eventually use live fire as they have used in Bahrain. And all of this is expected. Now, the Shias in Saudi Arabia have long been asking in more peaceful ways for more, more rights. But unfortunately, the Saudi government has not been responsive. And so they might eventually have to move towards being more organized because, as I said, they are the majority in the Eastern Province. And they should be moving towards, being more organized, as I said, and working towards gaining the rights that are they are entitled to.
Thank you very much. Political analyst Mr. Mufid Jaber joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.